Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
Sal Capaccio will join us here on the Western Hotline. Next stop, training camp. Mini camp wraps for the Buffalo Bills. And we'll talk about it with Sal. Things we learned, things we wonder about going to the next stage when the season effectively, you know, begins. Training camp, we really get going in full force late July. We have not seen camp dates yet officially from the Bills. That's probably soon. Sal, is that like a couple days after minicamp wraps they announced that? I mean, I feel like in the next couple days we should get that.
You're so funny, Jeremy. I'm the kind of person who I literally go back. I save all. Are you a saver of emails? I save emails. And I go back and I have like every Bills like media release email for like the last 10 years. And I can, someone will say, hey, when did they announce this last year? Oh, let me check when they announced it last year. And I'll go into my emails and I'll look. And generally they do announce the training camp schedule either now, like today, or next week sometime. Like generally it's right in this time period. So yes. Right.
Well, also, you know, not that this kind of goes in line with what you just said. Hard Knocks said that they're going to premiere on August 5th.
Okay.
So, like, you know, well, you got to have if that's true, you got to have some material. So you would expect camp to be at least a few days before that.
Well, I will tell you guys, it's actually written into the CBA. According to the CBA, teams are required to report basically 47 days before their first game, 46 days their first practice. I believe that puts us at July 23rd as the Bills' first practice. So that is not officially or confirmed, but according to the CBA, that's where the math is.
Okay, gotcha. So that's a month and 10 days from the Bills' return. And the good news is, Sal, they don't have too many guys that have to get healthy in that time, but Brandon Bean yesterday spoke about it. Max Hairston missed practice, but everything sounds like it's going to be good to go by the time they get there in late July.
Yeah, healthy sigh of relief, I guess, because of health. And that really starts with Max Hairston. We didn't know what his situation was going into yesterday. As you guys know, he left practice early, I guess you'd say, because it was very, very late in practice. But the last, you know, couple of minutes, he went to talk to trainers. They examined what appeared to be his knee area. It wasn't actually. It turned out to be, what Brandon Bean said, a tweak of the hamstring. So on the other side there. But he said that he should be good to go for training camp. He'll be good to go for training camp. And when I asked him specifically about everybody else who did not practice this particular time period, he said, knock on wood. He knocked on his own head when he said that, by the way. He said, knock on wood. He said, he believes everybody should be ready to go once training camp arrives. And that includes Joey Bosa, who actually was doing some work off to the side with trainers, guys. Like, looked like kind of some football-y type of stuff, you know what I mean? Not against people, but that was happening. So that's good news, obviously.
All right.
You kind of get the sense, Sal, that Bosa, you know, you hope this isn't the case, but we might be having injury updates with you or conversations about him. Like, even if he's not, you know, on, you know, the shelf, mm-hmm. I feel like we're going to have a lot of what does this mean about him in the injury report type of talks during the season.
I do, Joe. I think, too, he's the kind of player. Last year, we didn't see a ton of vet rest days like we do for the Bills normally. Mm-hmm. Like, if you guys go back a few years, we've had a lot of vet rest days over the years.
Like, Vaughn would have some, right?
Vaughn would have some, and then I think Daquan Jones had one almost each week last year, right? Stephon would have them. Micah, I think. Jordan, every once in a while, you'd get them. It wasn't as much. Matt Milano, you know. I mean, you'll still get these guys, right? But I didn't remember as many last year. Now, some of that is because of the way the schedule is and how funky it is with the Bills playing on Thursdays and Mondays and Sundays. It's just, you know, the way it works out, sometimes there's just they're not doing as much anyway as a team, so those guys are practicing. But when they have those full practice days, a lot of times you'll get that Wednesday vet rest day or a Thursday vet rest day. My guess is this year that maybe we'll see Joey Bosa on that, you know, vet rest day designation a couple times or more than that, maybe a little bit more often this year than what we saw with guys last year.
Well, good follow. And yeah, I almost got the impression, speaking of that, like while we will be watching him, that yesterday the report from Brandon Bean was, you know, they're waiting to see how well he can come back, but almost, you don't want to say a guy is ahead of schedule, but the tone I got was maybe it's not as bad as they might have feared right away.
Right. I think that, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know if you want to put it that way. I don't know what they feared, I guess, Jeremy.
Fair enough.
I don't know what they thought, right? Like, I don't know what they thought it was originally. I just think that, you know, because of the timing of it and not knowing when they went in that, you know, to the training room, like nobody, we didn't see anything. Normally what happens when these guys have something happens, there's a little more practice left. So we could say, oh, he went back on the field, or he stayed on the field, or he went back in. We never saw him.
Yeah.
So I think from that standpoint, the collective was like, okay, like we didn't know what was going on. Now we know now.
So training camp is the next step of the ladder, of course, here to get to the regular season. It'll be St. John Fisher again, Hard Knocks, of course. And, you know, the James Cook thing, Sal, we kind of wondered if that would be an issue going into Hard Knocks. That's been mostly put to bed. It'll be something to watch, of course, but It kind of strikes me as a camp that might be kind of tame. Like, what is the best story? You know, last year, Hard Knocks might have been good post-Diggs. This is the second year of that, and they're kind of used to that. So it feels like the continuity that they have, and just in general, things are kind of going to ramp up pretty quickly for them.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, as soon as they get to camp, right? I mean, you have, you know, right away you dive right in, and then you have a preseason game a couple of weeks from then. You have Hard Knocks following them around. You have that return of the blue and red they have every year. That's usually, what, the second weekend of training camp. Things happen very quickly, no doubt about it. So right away we get in there. It's going to be the storyline of Hard. I think Hard Knocks itself is a storyline, right? That's what it is for us. Hard Knocks is a storyline, and we're all going to be watching that. When it comes to what storylines they'll be following, that's interesting. I think that we all have the same names that we could all put out there, but also what camp battles, guys that, you know, how they look, you know, fighting for a spot. Max Harrison will certainly be a guy there against Tre'Davious White. That's going to be a battle we're going to follow. Off the field, there's going to be some personalities. I think DeMar Hamlin and the story of him and getting to this point is going to be something. That's for them, though. For us, we've gone through that. We've covered that over the last 2.5-3 years, you know? So I don't know. It's going to be really interesting, some of the storylines that are kind of going to create it. And guys, sometimes storylines just create themselves once you get to training camp. I mean, that you get to training camp, you're like, ooh, there's something we're going to start to follow now and see how this is turning out. You hope it's not an injury, right? But here, I mean, I'll give you an example. Like, we've been talking a lot about Cole Bishop. And, you know, he's so important, I think, to this year, and they really want him to win the job. He missed a lot of training camp last year. And look, he's going to be ready for training camp, but he didn't practice this week. Like, that's a really big deal to me. Like, he's got to get on the field. Yeah. Cole Bishop needs to practice because that's a really important spot. That's a guy that I think they're counting on. And I'm not trying to single him out, but to me, that becomes a story that maybe it wasn't a story a week ago, if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like, I'm thinking of, I don't know that I would predict that we'll get anything on this level. But I remember in a Hard Knocks years ago when Corey Coleman was on the Browns And it was in Hard Knocks, him going into his coach's office and like, how come I'm not practicing more? Like, why don't you trade me if I'm not? Like, you know, that's a conversation you would have never seen. But we're in a different life of Hard Knocks, so I wonder if you even did get something like that, Sal, if you would even see it this go around.
I agree. Now, look, the Bills are going to have a lot of say in what gets shown and what doesn't get shown. And, you know, they're very protective anyway of a lot of things, as we know. So I think things like that that you would think normally would the Bills want that out, it's probably not going to be out. If Hard Knocks, I would say this, if Hard Knocks came to the Bills right now and said, hey, we want to be on all in these team rooms and meetings, I think that's kind of a non-starter for the Bills. Like, we don't, okay, there's some things that we can do that are fun. Like, we're not putting you in there. If Hard Knocks says, we want to show all this on the field, that on the field, okay, what? Let me see. What do you want to show? What do you want to not show? If they say, we want to show all these things off the field, these guys going out, what they're doing on their off day, I think the Bills would be like, absolutely, please show the whole show like that if you want. That's what we'd love. We'd love to highlight the personalities and not the football.
Right. Sal, the other thing that Brandon Bean talked about yesterday was Dalton Kincaid and what he and Sean McDermott said about him after the season about, what do you say, that maybe there was a little overcritical on Kincaid. But even that, like, I didn't think he sounded very critical. They sounded critical of him at the end of the year. I just thought, you know, like, it seemed like, you know, we just want him to get bigger and stronger. But maybe he thought that they went too far.
Yeah, he said maybe he was a little, excuse me, as you said, overcritical. He said I wasn't trying to be, but what he was trying to get across, what he said was, hey, you know, the people you're going against, you know, you have to be well armed. You have to be well armed to make sure because of the type of players you're going against and the type of season it is and how grueling it is. But he said he's been here. He's worked his tail off. He's one competitive dude. He said, I know you guys think he's quiet, but he's super competitive. I think that that's kind of been a little bit of a theme here about Dalton Kincaid, which is, hey, they said what they said, but everything about him after it, all the messaging has been, this guy is working really hard. And the big thing for Brandon, what he said yesterday was really the injuries were a lot more to do with, I think what he was trying to convey, Joe, is, hey, I said what I said, and I think it got away from us saying how much the injuries impacted him. But the injuries were a really big deal for him last year. And maybe we should have said that a little bit more than the getting bigger and stronger, right? Does that make sense? Like, I think people focused on the bigger and stronger part more than they focused on the injuries being a big part of it. But the injuries were a big part of it for Dalton Kincaid. Now, all that said, this is always with the caveat of it is shorts and no pads and no hitting, and it's geared towards the offense, I always say, this time of year. But it's still my job to report what happened. And yesterday, I called it Dalton Kincaid Day at minicamp. I thought he was great yesterday. Like, he made a couple fantastic catches, really put his body in a great position to make a couple grabs. But that's who he is. He catches the ball. We know that. I know, like, what happened at the end of the year last year in that Kansas City game. And people, I think, unfairly sometimes like to take cheap shots, you know, about that. I get it. Like, that's what sports fans do. But the fact is, this kid has really good hands. And I know that the target percentage and the catch rate wasn't great last year. A lot of that was on the quarterback or on them not getting on the same page, I should say, whatever the reason. But he has really good hands. And yesterday was a day that really showcased that, especially in 7-on-7 red zone and goal line work.
If I remember right, didn't his injury also happen like on a pass play? Like when we talk about him getting bigger and stronger.
Detroit, Allen overthrew him, is that it?
Yeah, like I thought he was laying out.
Indianapolis, okay, yeah.
Okay,
but listen, he already had been dealing with an injury. Okay. I think he had already been dealing with a knee injury, and then another knee injury occurred on that play, which was when Josh overthrew him. He was wide open, and he dove, and he hit his knee on the turf.
Right. Okay. Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline wrapping minicamp, mandatory minicamp in the books, and next stop, training camp for the Buffalo Bills.
So there have been years, Sal, like I remember last year this was said about DeMar Hamlin and others, like guys that you would say had a good spring, if you can categorize them. You mentioned Kincaid there. Is there anybody else that jumps out that you would say,
yes,
like when we get to training camp and we have sit-downs that we'll be referencing, well, this guy had a good spring too?
Joe Andreessen is top of mind right here. I tweeted about him yesterday. I'm going to read what I wrote because I want to make it, I think this is exactly how I want to phrase it. Joe Andreessen has gone from a cool, fun story to a guy who can play in the league to what I believe to be a player who can really help the Bills this year as a primary, reliable, backup middle linebacker and main special teamer. Really impressed with his spring OTAs and minicamp. I think Joe Andreessen, I want to make sure I said it like that because he's not starting over Terrell Bernard. He's not starting over Matt Milano. That's not even really his position. He's a middle linebacker. That's what he does. He calls the defense. But I'm here to tell you, I think right now he has cleared the bar of he is the number two middle linebacker over Baylen Spector in my mind because Baylen Spector has not been available this spring. I can say that. He hasn't really practiced. We know that. But also because I think that he just looks like he has become a legitimate NFL backup player on the Buffalo Bills. I'm most impressed with his coverage ability. There are a lot of 7-on-7 they do here, guys, and like it just seems like he's getting to a spot he needs to get to right away, and we know he can diagnose and tackle already. That's a guy that comes to mind right away.
Coverage, like just being stickier, basically, in coverage, more fluid? I mean,
I would say, Jeremy, understanding where to get to and getting there very quickly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he diagnoses very, very fast. You know, that's the whole thing with Milano and Williams. We've talked about this with Dorian Williams and Matt Milano. Dorian Williams really plays fast, but sometimes he just takes him a little extra bit to see where he needs to be, right? Matt Milano diagnoses so quickly on plays, that's what makes up for any of that, you know, what he might have with the physical speed to get somewhere. I'm not comparing Joe Andreessen to Matt Milano, but I say he's much more like that, which is Joe Andreessen is a really great athlete. Look at his scores and all that. I get that. But I mean, it just seems like he knows where to be very, very quickly. And then even when the ball is caught, I've noticed like he just jumps out to me that he's getting to the ball carrier very, very quickly.
Just looked back to see like his RAS score, Sal.
It was incredible.
Andreessen was a 9.35.
Like, yeah.
4.6, 4.40, it's in the 81st percentile. So, like, when you say coverage, I'm thinking, oh, isn't he... Because he's shorter, right? Like, if you're going to survive in the league at his size, I mean, I think you almost have to be fluid and quick, you know, sideline to sideline.
Yeah, he's not... Look, I'm not... Like, again, sticky, Jeremy said. Like, I'm not talking about man-to-man necessarily, right? I mean,
okay.
I'm just talking about diagnosing and getting somewhere in coverage. He picked off Josh Allen on a pick six the other day because the ball was like thrown on a crosser, and it looked to me like Joe was in a good spot, but he had to kind of stop in his tracks and reach back right away. Like he saw, okay, bam, that ball's right there. I gotta just move my body real quick. He kind of batted it to himself. He got it. He ran a pick six. So I just you asked me who stand out. Like that's a guy to me that really stood out and had a nice camp. Then there's guys that I just don't know where they fit, because I think I might be beating the drum for Tyrell Shavers again. The problem is I don't know how Tyrell Shavers makes the team, because I don't see them moving on from Curtis Samuel and the money they gave him. And I'm not saying he had a bad camp or anything, but he appears to me to be a guy they really want. And I love what Elijah Moore's done, right? Like, where does Tyrell Shavers fit? But every time I look up, the guy's making a couple really nice grabs.
Yeah. Shavers, right? Like you would think, okay, he's got to be a special teams guy, but even then, like we're talking about them carrying six receivers, and I think they generally don't do that at the start of the year, at least on the active roster. Would you put Elijah Moore in that bucket of having a good spring? Like, what would you say to there are some in the this is what the fantasy, you know, people will do at this time of year. Like, they're looking for who's having, you know, good springs, good training camps, who they should kind of rise up on. And, like, what would you say to the few fantasy people that have started to go, oh, maybe I should be taking a flyer on Elijah Moore at the end of these drafts? Because I've seen a lot of people in that space writing about it.
I think it's a good idea. You could do a lot worse. I would caution against saying, oh, my God, he's going to be a top three guy and he's going to get all these targets. I don't know. I don't know where, like, his ceiling is. But, yes, I would say he's had a good spring. I would say that he's worth taking a flyer on if you're in fantasy, because he could very well be a guy who does see some footballs thrown his way and make some big plays. That's the thing that I've seen from him is, like, every time he catches the ball, it feels like it's a 15 to 20 yard gain. And I'm like, okay, like he's finding a spot in the zone, and that's great. What I've been impressed with Elijah Moore is he's come in and just bam, right away fit in. Like, there's been no adjustment period, it seems like, with Josh Allen. It seems to me like he's just come here and right away him and Josh have kind of found that chemistry. And that's what impresses me about him. He's a very, very fluid route runner. If you're going to talk about statistics and volume and fantasy football and all that, I just think it's hard to pigeonhole because you just don't know with this group. You don't know who's going to get the targets. It's everybody eats, right? That's the mentality. But I do think that, like, right now, Elijah Moore would be on my 53, and that gets me to, okay, then where's Tyrell Shavers? Does he get on there? I don't know. You're right. I think it would take them either an injury or them keeping six for Tyrell Shavers to make the team, but he's, like, right there again like he was last year.
So, Capaccio, what now for you, Sal, between now and training camp? You get some time?
Oh, I'll be hosting Extra Point Show still. So, you know, I'll be around. I'll be hosting today. I have a little time off, though. Yeah, I don't want, not late every day. I got a few days coming here or there. And then headed to Italy for 10 days right before camp, actually. That's the Italy trip we were promoting on WGR. That's happening, actually, in a few weeks, next month. And then right away, when I get back from Italy, like, training camp will start probably like 4 days after that, 3 days after that, I think it is. So it's kind of crazy when you think about that. But yeah, I'll be right. And then, hey, I'm here for you guys. You let me know. And there's always going to be league matters. There's always going to be things that are going on in the NFL or with the Buffalo Bills. You hope it's nothing that are storylines that are negative heading into training camp, obviously.
Very good.
Yeah, I don't know who's the league-wide guy anybody's... Remember when there was, like, way too much coverage about where Dalvin Cook was going to go, but it was mostly because there was nothing else to talk about. Who's this year's version of where's Dalvin Cook going to go?
Trey Hendrickson, TJ Watt, yes. Debo Samuel. Okay. No, sorry, not Debo Samuel.
I think I think it's this, Joe Jeremy. You're right. I think Trey Hendrickson. I think it's the Bengals overall with them, him and Stewart.
He left minicamp.
Yeah, what is going on here, you know?
Yeah, that's right. The Bengals and those two, for sure.
Thanks, Sal.
You got it, guys.
Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline. Before the break, I want to give you a stat of the day. Stat of the day is a good one. On last night's hockey game, the goal was scored late, right?
Yeah, like, what was it, 15 seconds, 16 seconds?
Late. Stat of the day. Powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. 19.5 seconds remaining is the second latest game-tying goal in Stanley Cup Final history.
Second? Yep. Oh, was first game two? Game two?
Yeah. The two latest goals to tie a game in Stanley Cup Final history have happened in this series.
Wow.
Yep.
All those years, there had never been one within 20 seconds?
Nope. Well, 19 and a half. The two latest goals, both in this series. More proof that, you know, it's a great matchup, these two. You're never dead in this matchup.
Owen's a goalie, so maybe he'll remember this one. We very nearly had one, though, with like 2 seconds left in Penguins Red Wings. Maybe it was
that's game 09. That's game seven.
I think game seven.
Yeah.
Flurry. Yeah. Like
the dive.
Is it even a dive? He kind of like is falling to himself. Throws himself is a better way to put it.
He like gets horizontal mid crease. It's like unbelievable.
It's kind of right before the buzzer sounds. Yeah.
Kind of only a thing you would do with 2 seconds left, right?
That's exactly what it is. It's like I know there's nothing else that can happen here. I'm just going to throw myself at this.
Right.
It was awesome. I love that save.
All right. A new team emerges on the Paterka rumor chart. Tell you who that is. And Josh brought up the idea of an offer sheet from another team on Paterka. So his name is out there, and I think it's the number one name to watch on this Sabres team in terms of who could be moved as part of something bigger. So we'll chat about it with you. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, happy Friday here on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Calls it. Cross-side pass. Rice out of the net. Score! Leon Draisaitl. In overtime, the Edmonton Oilers tie the series. 2 games apiece.
Kenny Albert on the call. Edmonton wins. Draisaitl, his fourth overtime game winner. And we're tied 2-2 going back to Edmonton. Series have been great. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Frank Saravelli says the Flames are interested in J.J. Paterka. And Marco Rossi, by the way, with the Minnesota Wild, who maybe he gets moved from Minnesota. That's a player that I know a lot of Sabres fans wanted the Sabres to draft when they drafted Jack Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
So Marco Rossi could be moved from Minnesota. But Paterka and the Flames, which...
It seems like a weird fit to me. But if you think he's gettable... Then, if I were them, I would make the call.
The Rangers traded Chris Kreider and Josh. We were talking one of the breaks. Josh said that there's a chatter out there. The Rangers are kind of loading up for an offer sheet. Now, who that right. could be for, I don't know. They don't have their second round pick, so they can't do the one that's in the range of two firsts, a second, and a third.
No, like if there was a Paterka offer sheet, what like, around what number would you expect that to come in at? Like millions of dollars.
I would expect it to come in at 8.5.
8.5?
If you're going to go up, right? If you're going to bump his money beyond where he's proven, but with a cap that's actually moving up, I think like, is that, you think that's about right?
I think that's pretty good. Okay. And there are only, in the offer sheet compensation, between 7.02 and 9.3.
Okay. Then in that case, I would say like they'll go to 9.2.
Okay. Because... In that range, there are only 13 teams that have the picks that can make that offer sheet. 13 out of 32. So there's that. Calgary, by the way, not one of them. The Rangers not – actually, Calgary is one of them. The Rangers are not one of them. But, like, the Rangers, who were the team that were rumored to even be getting close to acquiring him at the deadline, the Rangers don't have the ability to do anything between 7.02 – and 11.7. So they could, you know, if he had the desire to go to New York, they could say, hey, let's offer sheet you at 7 even.
Yeah.
But are the Sabres going to move? That's one first and one third to do that.
Yeah.
You want a late first round pick?
Let me tell you the way they could do that you offer Sheetum to the exact date of his, to the timeline of his unrestricted free agency.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote about this a while back. If a team wanted to offer sheet off Austin Matthews when the time was coming, like a player like Matthews, Eichel, you know, a top guy, you have that guy's rights, and ideally you sign him for the entry-level deal and then you extend him for 8 years. You get him for 11, and you buy up years of unrestricted free agency.
Right.
But if your offer sheet, if you're confident, like, this guy wants to play here, this will be his home, we're just going to offer sheet him right to the moment of unrestricted free agency because that team knows he's going to leave and they'll be afraid of losing him for nothing. And now I'm committing for, you know, 4 years. 4 years is not nothing.
That's a long time, though, to be afraid of losing a guy for nothing.
For sure. But if you had a player like, again, Paterka doesn't quite rise to the caliber of this kind of player.
He had to be like a superstar.
Right. But if you wanted to try that, you would say, like, think about the offer sheet that, was it Kotkaniemi got? It was 1 year? It was
1 year.
1 year.
1 year.
And the idea was this explodes his salary in the short term. Ooh, I don't know what we want to do about this.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, it's just, there are ways to really play with it. And like that's the only way I could probably find a way for them to offer him seven and not have it be matched.
Right, because if I'm the Sabres, I'm thinking, wait a minute, I'm going to let him go there at that number. Sure, like the 4 year thing and the UFA stuff. I'm going to let him go to you for that and just get a first round pick and a third round pick. Yeah, like he's an asset. Yeah. I would rather match the offer sheet and even if I knew, well, he doesn't want to be here. I'd still match it and say, all right, well, I've got time. I've got leverage. If you really want it out, I'll work with you on a trade after I match this. But I am not trading you for a first and a third.
Right.
A late first and a third, even probably. Like, I'm not doing that. You're going to play here until I get the right package. Because I got 4 years of that.
I would agree.
But like that is from my standpoint, that's a very fantasy-esque type of, like, if he's a person, you would have to have a guy in the locker room that you might know doesn't want to be here. Would you think that that's good? You might not want that. But I still wouldn't be bullied into, all right, well, I'm going to give him away for a first and a third because I'm afraid he's going to leave me in 4 years. Like, right. I just wouldn't do that if I were Kevin Adams.
No, I probably wouldn't either. I wouldn't worry about it. Like, I think it drives home that the Rangers probably can't offer sheet him.
Is the more smoke there is, though, make it more believable that he is going to be moved this offseason?
I told you months ago, someone that I trust would know indicated to me that Paterka might not be a long-term guy here.
But what is long-term? Because when I hear that, I think he wants, he's not a seven-year guy, but
that he wants to go somewhere else. That he might, that whatever, just it might not be the fit. He might not be one of their guys. And there's endless smoke about him. Friedman the other day said the Sabres don't want to trade him. They don't want to do that. That doesn't mean they won't do it, but they don't want to do it. That was what Friedman said earlier this week. So they might just feel, we've gotten into this about Tuck and what is Tuck going to do? His contract is up at the end of the year. If he leaves, you know, you've got a couple guys in Tage and Dahlin and like Samuelson that's locked in. I mean, who knows if they buy him out. You've got some players that are locked in. Josh Norris is locked in for a lot.
He is.
Forgetting about him.
Well, also, what are they? This would, I guess, be different than though, you know, if Friedman is saying they don't want to trade him, that says they like him as being a part of the team.
They think he's valuable.
Or he's valuable.
They're just like, no, you're good. We'd like to keep you. But if, again, we watched the Stanley Cup final. We watched the playoffs. Players that they would have known are good that want to go. All right, I guess I'll do what I can for you.
Because there's also, I mean, why did they, he would be a super version of this, I think, but why did they buy out Skinner last year? Didn't they buy out Skinner because he doesn't play the type of style of hockey that they wanted to play?
No, they bought
That's what they talked about.
They bought him out to save $14 million. That's what I always thought. I thought they bought him out to save actual dollars.
That's right, but if he was an all-around good hockey player, were they going to buy him out?
Okay, sure, probably not.
Like, because the goal scoring had come down a little bit. It is worth mentioning that he scored three fewer goals in that, you know, down year for him than what Paterka scored. But sure, okay, right. But Skinner goes, and one thing that was cited was, like, he's not going to play the style that they're going to want to play with Lindy Ruff. How do they want to play? And does Paterka fit to that? Because from watching him, or if you look at some of the numbers on it. Like, he's a 96th percentile overall offensive player, and he's the second percentile defensively. And your eyes would tell you the same thing. Like, there's nothing going on in his own end. And there are turnovers sometimes, and he's not someone that's reliable at two ends of the ice. He's a smaller player, so he's not really giving you anything physically. So I'm not saying he's not valuable. The offense way overrates any of those deficiencies. But when do they think, hey, we need a little bit of a shift here in the way we play, and one way to do that would be, all right, if we don't think there's a long-term relationship here with this guy anyway, let's see if we could take that asset and spin it into something that is a more all-around game. I'm working hard to like get to like them thinking it's a good idea, but they could, couldn't they? The article from the other day about teams will take the wrong lessons from the Florida Panthers. A wrong lesson you could take is I don't want a guy like JJ Paterka. I need a guy with attitude, that's bigger, that can play in his own end, versus a one-dimensional offensive player. That would be the wrong lesson, but someone's going to take that lesson, and it could be them.
It also might be a move they were going to make regardless of a lesson from Florida, but he's a dynamite player. He's a dynamite young player. I mean, he's gone from, you know, second-round pick to one of my favorite players on the team to watch.
Yep.
And last year was a little, you know, less impressive, but still pretty good for the age that he is. And, you know, every time we talk about him, we get people to write in, it's like, why are we talking about trading this guy? And the answer is because everybody else seems to be. It's just tons of smoke. And I know sometimes if a trade doesn't happen, your response could be, oh, I guess that was all nonsense. Like, it's not nonsense. Like, it's definitely out there, whether teams are sniffing. And every one of these reports might lead to another team calling and saying, like, what's going on there? You going to trade that guy?
Yeah.
Kevin Adams might say no. What does Yarmo think of him?
What does Yarmo think about?
What does Yarmo think about JJ Paterka? Do I got to figure that out too?
Quickly, I did like his season last year more than the previous season.
Yeah.
It was a better all-around game. Like, I saw him making passes that he had never even tried before. I thought he was getting a little too easy to defend with his shot. Like, he would just come in, stick handle, toe drag, shot. Was like the only thing he was doing in that last year under Granato. He shot the puck 60-something fewer times last season and had the same amount of goals. Like, his shooting percentage actually went up by more than 3%, and he doubled his assist total. So, even though he didn't score as much as maybe you hoped, and it went down by one, I mean, he had the points to back it up. Like, I think he was a better all-around offensive player than he was.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Was the year before. 803-0550. When we get back, a trivia question to take to Father's Day weekend. It's a very, very good trivia question asked by Mike Florio to Chris Sims. It's one of these ones, Joe's, where I saw the start of it and I did not complete it because I want to play along. And we'll all play along, too. Good trivia to take to Father's Day this weekend. It's coming up here on WGR. All right, the trivia question we're going to do top of the hour, because Josh says we're going to need a few minutes to work through it. But it's a good one. It's a good trivia question. Everyone will be able to play along. I don't think it's too obscure of a question. Football question. So we have a minute here. Do you think, Joe, that the members, groundskeepers, the people at Augusta that are, you know, like the look down their nose at everyone, look at this course and think, highway running through it. The indignity.
Yeah.
This is disgusting.
Right. You'd never see a highway running through Augusta.
Right. It's a highway.
It would be like a green grass highway. Yeah.
It is a little bit, you know, jarring. Like, oh, yeah. Wow, look at this beautiful space. And like, if you, let's go to our blimp coverage. And like, oh, there goes a semi.
Yeah, there's the interstate.
Okay.
There's traffic backed up in the middle of Oakmont.
You got a couple bridges that go across it. It's just, it's a little jarring.
Should they not build a tunnel? You would at least cover it up. You could actually make the top of the tunnel for a blimp. Like you could do a mural on it or whatever. It would look great.
You could plant grass.
Or you could plant grass on top. They should do that. That probably would cost a lot more than I'm thinking, but yeah,
asking the members for that kind of cost.
How much money are they getting from Fox to do the US Open? Like the TV contract.
Build a tunnel.
Get rid of that eyesore. And you probably would take a lot of the noise away too, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Soundproof it.
That's it. Joe's got the answer.
Soundproof tunnel with grass or a mural on top.
You can honestly probably just soundproof what's there right now.
It probably is to some degree.
But you can't do that fully, though.
No, you can still hear it. Doesn't have to be as loud, but yeah. All right, so this trivia question, a tease here. Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin are the...
They're the subjects?
Inspiration. For this trivia question. That's a very good one. You're going to bring to your dad's house. You're going to bring to your kid's house. You're going to celebrate this Father's Day weekend and ask this question to be the life of the party. And we're going to do it next. More of
Jeremy. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.